Yo, what's up?
Nothing. What's the topic of discussion?
I don't know. It's just like a random conversation.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah. So what's up with you?
Same old, same old. I got a job. I got a car.
So where you work at now?
I work with Jake over at Clementon Public Works.
Didn't you used to work at Amazon?
I did work at Amazon, yes.
And didn't you work or whatever?
Del Monte, yes.
Yeah. How'd you get like yo, I quit yo, I quit my job at McDonald's in March.
Yeah, I know.
I hated it.
Yeah. So you really got your own pair of like the Jordans out.
Yep.
Could you send me a link or whatever, so I can actually check those out?
I'll send you a link later. Hold on. Let's
Yeah.
just
Yeah.
let's just talk about
Yeah,
this.
yeah.
Let's talk about something.
Yeah, so Kate's pregnant. Burlap.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, so Jake's supposed to be for you who don't know Jake, he's or we went to high school with him and everything, so he's one of our old buddies. And
Annoying.
yeah. We call him Butterball and everything.
Peter Griffin.
Yeah, Peter Griffin. And yeah, he's moving in with her because her boyfriend, she dates pieces of shit and all that. Wait, am I allowed to curse or no?
I try to leave that out, but honestly.
Okay, all right. I wasn't quite sure about that. Because you got entertainment contracts and stuff, to
But
control everything.
the last time I
Sorry, you're cutting out. Could you say that again? Hello?
Hold on.
Cutting out.
Yeah, that was weird. Hold on. There we
All right.
go. Good.
Yeah.
So,
So, how many listeners do we got right now?
this isn't it goes on later.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought we were
But
live.
yeah, honestly, thank you for coming on because Jack said he could possibly he would have possibly came on today, but obviously he te he texted back like just last minute, honestly, and said he couldn't come on. So yeah.
Yeah, I'm a pretty reliable guy. If you need me, I'll be there. So what's going on your end? Obviously, you're doing good. You got a shoe line coming out. You got, you're making mad bread off this podcast and stuff.
You know what I've been doing? I've been stocking, I've been investing in
Oh,
stock.
really?
Yeah, and like now is the time to invest. I tell you, like the like
Right.
Moderna and Pfizer, now is the time because that stock is gonna go up insane.
So,
Cause they just actually approved Moderna now for the
Right.
vaccine. Honestly, I hope we get back to some type of normal.
Yeah. Well, it's gonna be a while before that happens.
Yeah. Probably going to be like September.
Not, no, it's going to be way longer. About 10.
That's what I. That's what I saw that they were saying. Years
later, you know.
That's what I saw that they were saying. September, if they get this vaccine out, and because this virus is spreading more when people are inside, and if they get this vaccine out, and half the people take it. And then summer comes, you know, summer, everybody was more outside, and this virus does not really transmit outside because it's open air.
Yeah, I don't really have that much of, you know, an opinion on it. I just know if I keep doing what I'm doing, I'll be fine. So I, you know, I work outside in all four seasons. And yeah, I stay healthy. I keep, you know, eating dirt every once in a while, you know, because it's good for you.
Yeah. Eating dirt? Ew.
Not like just scooping up dirt off the ground, but I mean, like, you know, if I fall and, you know, if it, like, you know, gets blown into my face, you know. Yeah, that's what I mean. You know.
Oh. I'm about to say. Disgusting.
Dirt's good for you. A little bit of dirt's good for you every once in a while. Because it keeps your immune system strong, it keeps you healthy, all that shit. And it makes you tough.
Oh, yeah. Okay. The more you know. All right. remember Mr. Schmidt?
What kind of question is that?
Remember Mr. Schmidt?
No, I don't.
Remember how it would feel like he's yelling at everybody? He was always
yelling at everybody. What do you mean?
He was such a pain, like... For those of y'all who do not know who Mr. Schmidt is, he was a he still is a teacher at Camden County Technical School, and he has like diabetes type 4.
Well, that's his, you know, problem. That's his personal business. But
and then, like, you know, when he gets like excited, he gets like, it seems like he's yelling, which he is, and he doesn't realize it.
It's just he gets fucking mad easy. That's all it is.
Yeah. Like, I used to hate, like, I used to get so scared to make a mistake that when I got scared, I made a mistake. And then it was like, you just yell.
Yeah, because he was getting frustrated.
I'm pretty sure he's done that to everybody.
He's starting to throw me out of the shop program my freshman year.
That was messed up what he did to Brian. But honestly, I hated that school. I mean, I liked that school, but I hate it. I just hate it. First thing in the morning, it was shop. I hated that.
What I couldn't wait for was to have shop in the afternoon. Like, and then he.
But then it came in the morning.
To have us all together, so that way we can all practice together.
But honestly, that was a terrible mistake, honestly, because, like, you have annoying people like Veronica.
You know, that way you have everybody in the band together practicing.
I know, but, like, freshmen versus seniors, you know, different ages, really, different opinions on things, And then they get into an argument.
Yeah, you know? I know. They're young and dumb.
Remember that time where you got into like an argument with Veronica? Yeah, and then Veronica?
I slammed the door on Mr. Schmidt. And then I got sent down to the office.
Yeah, that was... That was like, oh my gosh, like... There was so much drama for no reason. Drama in high school. There's actually a lot of drama, not just in that class, but in this whole school.
Yeah, and that's why I always kept to my fucking self.
Remember that time where I had this I don't know if you know, but like where Jacob's ex, a long time ago, Gabby.
You mean remember Brianna? Her? Gabby.
Gabby. The other one. Sophomore year.
He didn't have
the one that flipped out on me.
Wait, you mean Jacob Foley? No, Jacob Foley.
No, but he also dated Gabby.
When the hell did he date Gabby?
Yeah, he did. I don't know. It was sophomore year, but people like she walked up into Miss Fond's class, the Spanish class, and I was there. Jacob was there, and this other Billy, I don't know if you know, yeah. Michelis, whatever, started making the rumors up, and then I was being accused of making the rumors that they were together when they really were together, but they just wanted to keep it a secret at that time.
Yo, remember that one time
that
you fucked with a dude and he wanted to come to the school and shoot up the whole school?
First of all, let me explain that.
No, he didn't want to shoot everybody else. He just wanted to shoot you. So they put the whole school on lockdown.
Let me explain what happened. I was receiving texts from somebody on Kick, and I was like, okay, who's... Like, he just went right into it. He went right into talking about that. I was like, okay, who is this? I was like, who? Like, I was just so, like, scared. I was like, I was actually on the bus and I was talking to my friends. I was like, you know who this is? Like, I don't know who this is. And it's like, it was so concerning. And then, but the profile picture had everybody scared when I was like, showing this, like, yo, do you know who this is? And meanwhile, it was some guy in a wearing a Joker's face mask with a gun.
Are you sure it wasn't you?
And
are you sure?
No.
Do you remember where you were when you were wearing that Joker mask?
I wasn't wearing a Joker mask at all. No. I was on the bus from coming back from school, and all I just remember is like somebody texted me. I was like, "Who's this?" And then I was like, "Dude, who are you?" Like I was like real chill. Like I was being like real chill. And then but then when things got tense, I was beginning to get very scared. I was like, I was asking people around me, like, do you guys know who this is? Like this, like, and everybody was just so scared. Chill as a cucumber. Like I was like, well, at first I thought it was a joke, and then well, like, but like, you know how like some people take things so far?
Because you do that.
To the point where people get
you
scared.
You were notorious for that. Yes, you were.
No. Do you know how? There's a difference in flipping out over a joke, and there's a difference in taking it. But yeah, let's
about what?
Back to what I was saying about that
learning from Gabby.
That Gabby, she took Brianna's phone one day and started calling me like, this was sophomore year, not for, cause that thing where like I got the threat happened freshman year. This was, I'm talking about sophomore year now. She took Brianna's phone and just started calling me like over 20, like 50 times. And I did not answer. And then the one time I answered, I was like, hello? And then she was just like all yelling at the phone. And I was like, yeah, I'm just going to hang up. And then I get this call again. And then it's her just like going off even worse. It's like, I'm like, but then that's how like the whole thing when I got it like into a whole argument with that other Billy happened. Because not only that, he was stalking my Instagram for like 3 months. 3 months and constantly talking about it. Yo.
What? What do you mean what?
You really just gonna play a guitar while we're doing a podcast?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, what else am I?
I'm sorry, you guys. I'm sorry, you guys had to hear this.
They actually want to hear some, like, you know, probably music. But not no Nicki Minaj or Katy Perry.
Oh, I'm not playing that.
Nicki Minaj. I said no Nicki Minaj.
I'm not playing that.
I'll play some music.
No, you can't do that. Copyright. No. What? Eric, like, don't, just be careful. Like, you can't, no copyright on here, because I can get flagged.
Can you?
Yeah. I mean, like, serious.
Then how do you, like, get approved to, like, play music?
I had to submit the songs, like, through the app in order for it to legally be. But honestly,
because I feel like that's what actually makes like a radio station, like, you know, music, you know, some like,
yeah, that's why I do station heads sometimes. And honestly, that's becoming a big thing, and it's, I actually like the concept, and like there's a whole group of us that really communicate with each other. I don't know if you heard my last pot. I don't know if you heard my most, one of my most recent podcasts. It's actually two of them. I did with Holtzy. Her name is Holtzy. And, well, she's also someone on Station Head. And she's just, there are a lot of amazing people out there, like, on that platform. Not only that, like, that platform allows independent artists to expand their listeners. And it's so interesting hearing all of this music from independent artists. And it's just, like, something that you don't hear on the radio.
Yeah, it's underground stuff.
Like, you should actually, like, check that app out. But the only thing is, you have to connect the Apple Music account or a Spotify account.
Yeah, connect to Apple or Spotify. Oh, well, that's yeah. I don't have either.
Wow.
Yep. I'm a broke boy.
I haven't talked to Jacob in a while. How's he doing? You know how he's doing? I haven't talked to Jacob in a while.
Call him up in the middle of a podcast. Call Hold him on, up I'm in the middle him. Of the podcast. What?
You texting him? Yo, text him and be like, what's up? I'm literally texting him right now. What's up, bro?
What's up, bro?
I'm gonna honestly just say the same thing like several times.
Yeah. Yep. Wait, so do you have sponsors?
Right now it's this app that is
okay.
The sponsor right now. So yeah, I can find sponsors like always, like just I have to really get into contact with other sponsors.
And this podcast is advertised
other by people Dollar to Shave possibly club.
And Manscaped. Go trim up your pubes now.
Who's talking to?
And save money. Make some sculptures out of your pubes. Oh yeah,
man. Ew.
Some nice pube salad.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I wanna
there's a beard made out of pubes with some crabs in them.
Oh.
Some
that's disgusting.
You got some crusty pubes in your face, bro.
Ew.
It's so funny.
No, that's disgusting.
It's what I'm into.
You're nasty.
Just kidding. I'm not into the crusty pubes. You're disgusting.
Disgusting. I'm sorry if I'm sorry for y'all that had to hear this. I just got so disgusted
I'm not
by
weird.
It. My friend's weird. Please excuse him.
Go right now.
Yes, you are. Remember the time you tried to fit yourself?
I took your car and you chased me around the whole complex?
Oh, I hate it. I hated you for that.
And then you put...
You were such...
I was an idiot.
You were such an idiot. Yeah. I hated when you did that.
On my car, and I was like...
No, me and Kate, we splattered lotion all over your car.
It was shaving cream.
No, it was lotion.
It was not lotion.
It was lotion. I don't carry shaving cream in my car.
You have pubes on your face. You got pubes on your dick. That's what you carry shaving cream for. On your way to work, you can just shave your pubes with that manscaping equipment. That's right, guys. Go buy your pube trimming equipment at Manscapes.
What are you talking about?
We're sponsored.
You're disgusting.
This pod. Is that what that?
You're disgusting.
That just makes stuff for you to trim your pubes and your balls. Oh yeah,
that's called Manscaped.
And go get yourselves some fleshlights. This video is also sponsored by Fleshlights. If you're tired of your hand masturbating, then go get yourself a fleshlight.
This is... Okay, let's try to keep this
really appropriate.
Appropriate. Because talk about is weird stuff.
Oh, if any girls actually listen to this podcast, I'm a pretty good looking dude. My phone number is 856-577-928.
He looks like Jesus.
I like preferably blondes with big booties. Or in that case, all of them.
Prank call him.
I don't discriminate.
What'd you say?
I said I don't discriminate.
Okay.
Yeah. And Billy needs a chick too. Yeah.
Yo, I actually matched with a few people on Facebook dating.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Are they autistic?
Like too? Right now. No, like right now, this is like just like been like a conversation for like 2 weeks, and we just have been having conversations about TV shows and all that.
Does she find you annoying already?
No. Like it's been we were talking about TV shows that we've been watching, and like, I don't know if you have you ever seen the TV show Fargo?
No.
That show is so messed up.
I've never seen any TV show ever.
You should start getting yourself into TV shows, honestly.
I like movies more.
Oh my gosh, I love movies.
You say you like boobies?
Movies.
You love boobies.
Movies.
You heard that from the horse's mouth, people.
Billy I said loves boobies. Movies. Movies. M-O-V-I-E-S.
Movies?
Yes, movies.
Movies. He loves those man boobs.
What are you talking about?
Man boobs. Just likes to grab them by the nipples.
I don't know why you like to get into like weird conversations.
Cause it's
how funny. Do you stand that?
Because it's funny.
Like, but like you always get to like weird conversations always.
Because it's good to see how weird people can get. Let's get beat up in here.
Just shut up.
You shut up.
You shut up.
Excuse me, I'm taking over this podcast. My name is Billy Valentino.
My name is Barry.
Who's the real Mr. Krabs? I am, people.
You know, I have your picture. You know what I have your profile picture? Your picture, contact picture as?
What? Jesus.
Eric from South Park.
But I'm not fat.
You know why?
So that doesn't make sense. Your point is invalid.
Yeah, it is. It's valid.
It's not valid. Because
you're just as annoying as him. You're just as annoying as him.
You're more annoying than I am. Have you tried listening to your own podcast? You should try it sometime. It's not that great.
I have. Have you ever listened to everything, every single thing that you said before repeatedly?
I have. Yes, I
have.
Me-oy.
Stop being weird.
Oh yeah, you want to get weird with me, Billy?
Yeah. Shut up.
Get weird, Billy. Let's touch tits.
You're disgusting.
You're disgusting. You listen to Nicki Minaj.
I haven't really listened to her, so I've been exploring like one-hit wonders of like the 80s and 90s and 70s.
One-hit wonders? Did you know I'm a
yeah,
one-hit
like,
wonder?
Yeah, like I've been getting into contacts with them, and like I've really become like interested in their music, and it's just so cool to get into contact with them on like Instagram, and when they respond back, it's just so, like, it's awesome.
Wait, have you talked to Vanilla Ice?
No.
You're fucking gay, bro.
You know who I talked to? I don't know if you know her. Brenda K. Starr?
What the hell is that?
She's basically the one that found Mariah Carey was her background singer.
Uh-huh.
Before she became famous.
Right.
And she made that I Still Believe hit.
Okay.
It plays on the radio every so often, like on 106.1.
Huh.
But yeah, she's an amazing artist, and I actually have her vinyl. I love collecting vinyl.
Oh, that's it. That's an expensive habit. All right. Well,
I know.
Okay, I'm leaving.
All right. Weirdo.
Nada, thanks for coming on my podcast. It was great having you.
Thanks for coming on, Eric.
Oh, no problem.
Weirdo.
Yeah.